Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our 10-minute top-up. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as you bring your attention to the breath, let us be intentional to be present in this moment and for the next 10 minutes or so. Connect with the source of being. So inhale, expand the diaphragm, lower the rib cage, and breathe in the life-giving breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly exhale. Take another deep breath in. Bring your attention down into your heart space. And let it rest there. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, set the intention to be present in this moment as we connect with the source of our being. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. I want you to bring your attention now down to your feet. Clench them, release them, till your feet are now relaxed. Bring your attention up through your legs. Tense them, relax them, till your legs are now relaxed. Now bring your attention up to your thighs. Tense. Relax. Till your thighs are now relaxed. Bring your attention to your torso. Tense. Relax. Till your torso is now relaxed. Bring attention to your hands and arms. Tense. Relax. Bring attention to your shoulders. Bring them up to your ears. Rotate them and drop them down again. Tell your shoulders they're now relaxed. Bring attention to your head. Drop it forward. Roll it to the right, back to the center, roll it to the left, back to the center, till your head is now relaxed. Bring your attention to your face. Tense. Relax. Till your face is now relaxed. And in this relaxed state, listen to the words of Rabia, a 6th century Sufi nun. she wrote a poem entitled Jealous of a Pond. When God said, "My hands are yours," I saw that I could heal any creature in this world. I saw that the divine beauty in each heart is the root of all time and space. I was once a sleeping ocean, and in a dream became jealous of a pond. A penny can be eyed in the street, and a war can break out over it amongst the poor. Until we know that God lives in us, and we can see him there, a great poverty we suffer. Divine Beloved, infinite Creator, source of all that is, thou who art ever within us, ever supplying our every need, we consciously acknowledge you at this time, knowing that we are one with you and all that you are. We give thanks for your infinite grace, which is our eternal and everlasting source of all that we desire. We give thanks for your healing flowing in and through and as us. We give thanks for your life that quickens our physical form. We give thanks for the peace, for the joy, for all the blessings that's contained in this day. For we know that as we speak this word of thanks, it is done unto us if we do not doubt. As we give thanks for everything that is good in our lives, we remember those that have not. We remember those in India, Nepal, Bangladesh, Texas, and anywhere else that are suffering from natural disasters. Those who have lost everything, may you supply their needs as you continuously supply for our every need. For those who are suffering from want of starvation, may their needs be met. May the hearts and minds of those who have be touched to share from their abundance. For the racism, the hatred, the bigotry that's existing, may hearts and minds be touched to know that we are of one kind, humankind, Godkind. That you exist in all of us, irrespective of race, creed, religion, gender orientation. We each have the divine spark within us. We are each one with the divine life that is everywhere present. It is said before you call, you would have already answered. So I know for our individual needs, wants, and desires, our every need has been met. Touch the hearts and minds of those that govern us, that they will be filled with compassion, and that they will be guided to govern us with wisdom and integrity. And they put aside greed, power, and all personal self-aggrandizement. You know that they are in service to the greater good. Divine Beloved, you know our individual needs, wants, and desires. So I know that you will not fail to bless even those things that we have not spoken. For your infinite life, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever thankful. And so it is. Together we say Amen. And now our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. And so as we come to the close of our 10 of 10 today, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for our Sunday Soul Connection. Have a beautiful, blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet.